Tell me if this is a bugbear. You go to the airport and you get stung on the weight of your suitcase. Might be a kilogram or over two. And you say, hang about, this isn't reasonable. This isn't fair. What about my wife? She's got a lighter suitcase. Can't we just, you know, all get along? There might be other considerations here as well. My guest on the program's Scott Haywood. He's a finance guru and he's got a few thoughts about this. He wants to overhaul this whole issue. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, you're right. Look, we've all been at the airport and not only have we had maybe excess hand luggage or excess weight in our luggage, but we'll then have to wait for people to try and get rid of a few shoes or socks or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So my proposal, Gareth, and it's a little bit different, is to weigh the whole package. So you'll just walk in and at the bag drop, you'll weigh your hand luggage, yourself, and your suitcase.
Yourself
or maybe
too.
Multiple suitcases and yourself. So the average 50-year-old male weighs about 90 to 95 kilos. Now, that's the Australian average, not necessarily Western Australian average. That's the Australian average.
Yep.
So my proposal is we know that the federal government distribute our GST, that's shrinking. Stamp duty in Western Australia is also shrinking because property isn't going through the roof at the moment in Perth. So I'm saying that the state government collects a tax on excess weight for the average adult, anything above 115 kilos in total weight.
Okay.
Right? So for children under the age of 10, they can have 50 kilos. So the average 10-year-old weighs about 25 to 30 kilos. They can have their 20 kilos, including their hand luggage. So if you're a child travelling, you can go on these scales and weigh yourself. And if you're under 50 kilos, you're free. If you're under 115 as an adult, you're free. Now, if you're under that weight, you can then get, and the airports or the airlines will cover this, not necessarily the airport or the state government, you can get 10% off your full fare flight next time you travel. Now, one of the airlines told me yesterday that they only have less than 20% of people actually pay the full fare because everyone's looking for a deal,
yep.
Whether it be a special or a discounted flight. So that's not going to cost the airlines that much, but they will save money on fuel because, of course, they're traveling with a lighter weighted plane because people will be then trying to get under that 115 kilos. Now, if they're above 115 kilos, they pay $5 a kilo in weight tax. Now, if you're a 70-kilo guy, you can then take on potentially two 20-kilo suitcases with you, and then you might still have to pay a fee for an extra suitcase because the baggage handlers will have to handle that suitcase. So the lightweights can win, and then the medium weights would still win. So, and what that means is that the state government can then take that tax and then put that into infrastructure or resources that they're going to lose in the next 5 to 10 years on stamp duty and GST.
But hang on, Scott, isn't this discriminatory against heavy people?
Okay, so at the end of the day, most of Australia are discriminatory against someone anyway. Like, we're already paying, you know, if you get into an Uber late at night, you're paying a surge. So is that discriminatory because you got into an Uber at, 12 o'clock at night rather than at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? There's discriminatory on almost everything, everywhere. But look, Gareth, you could be correct, and people have had a go at me about this.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that this is, we've all, as I said, you can then manage. You can say, okay, if my wife might be 60 kilos, so she can take this piece of hand luggage when she gets on the scales. At the end of the day, why should lightweights or overweights, have any different issue? Because we're all carrying the same weight when we get on a plane. But it doesn't matter what weight you are. The plane is managed based on just your luggage. It should be managed on your total weight.
Okay. Well, I mean, certainly that part of it, I agree with you. One of the most frustrating things that I find is this, distribution of weight issues. It's like, one suitcase is 24, the other one's, 18, but the limit's 20. And so you've got to shuffle things around from one to the other. It's like, what difference does it make? It's all going under the plane. It's all going to, the weight isn't changing. We're not leaving stuff behind.
Exactly right. So let's think about the numbers on it then, Gareth. So the Perth Airport has 15 million passengers a year.
Yep.
And 10 million are domestic. So let's just say that 10% of that, of the domestic flights, so a million people or domestic travellers, are over the 115. On my numbers, that makes $5 million for the Western Australian state government to then be able to allocate to, childcare, public schools, healthcare, whatever they want to do. So I'm looking at this as a revenue-raising model based on a fairer system. Like, children under 10 are going to get away. Like 50 kilos is probably too much for my child model.
Yep.
But for the adult model, I have received criticism. I had a I had someone had a go at me and they said they were a bodybuilder, as fit as anything, and they were 170 kilos in weight. So that means that they would basically have to go on with just the clothes they're wearing. And I said, well, you know, as long as you're aware of the tax and the tax goes back into the state, because when property prices do fall and when the GST does drive up the state, and you know, Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison have shot themselves in the foot by saying that they can't increase the GST. We haven't increased the GST in 15 years. We're the slowest nation in the world to not have moved, even New Zealand at 15%. So we're going to have to do something to raise state revenue, and I think this is definitely an option.
All right. It's a creative solution, Scott. I want to hear what the listeners think of it. Thank you for your time today.
Good on you, Gary.
Scott Hayward, finance guru, 9221882. It's creative thinking. I'm not entirely convinced that Scott didn't have his tongue slightly in his cheek by proposing it in terms of the way it might be able to raise revenue from the state. What do you think? Should people who weigh less be able to take more luggage on? Conversely, should people who weigh more be punished just because you weigh more than someone else in terms of your luggage? Let me know. 9221882. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. How you going?
All right, mate. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I just think leave things as they are. I mean, quite honestly, if you've got a limit of luggage you want to take on, then invest in some luggage scales and you'll know what you've got. But, I mean, to complicate things by weighing people as well. And as you just said earlier, you know, you're going to punish overweight people because, you know, I mean, because they can take less luggage onto the plane. I mean, they're already punishing these chicken coop-sized seats we've all got to fit into.
Quite
I
right.
Mean, it's all right for me. I'm a skinny bloke, mate. You know, no worries. So, you know, will I get a pat on the back? Gee, Greg,
well, mate, you might be able to. You might be able to sell your luggage allowance to fat people at the airport and make a bit of a side business, subsidise your air ticket.
Turn it up. Yeah.
Thank you, Greg. We've got another Greg on the line. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good.
Hey, just a quick one. I don't think anyone's considered the fact that you've still got humans handling luggage on aircraft. They're not all machines, so there is a weight limit that the actual person can lift. So
that's true.
That's what determines why things are backed off to 20 kilos.
So okay, fair enough.
If we lived in a world where everything was automated, we could do what you want, but we don't. So
that's the reason for the maximum weight limit there.
Well, you talk about it's all going on the same plane, but you got to understand that someone still has to lift that onto the...
Fair enough.
...onto the plane, you know.
What about carry-on? You know, where there's a limit of usually 7 kilograms, it's like, well, hang on, if I can make 10 kilos, what's the difference if my total weight allowance between my carry-on and my check baggage, you know what I mean?
I think carry-on could be adjusted, there's no doubt about it, but it's also about the physical size of your carry-on because
there's storage areas
on the plane, so
yep.
That's what all comes into play too. So.
Fair enough. Good point. Well made. Thank you, Greg.